And you might say, Diana, I have tried this. I've done your little meditation. I got your morning practice. I've done all this stuff. I don't hear nobody but my thoughts telling me about my goals and what I got to get done for the day. Well, sis, this ain't no one-time fits all. You got to do this as a daily practice. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hello, hello, hello. I am excited that you are here with me today. I am really been thinking about this topic of how we all, what are we rehearsing? You know, what in your mind do you spend time rehearsing over and over and over? And I would love to title this podcast, Binge Watch Your Thoughts. Binge Watch Your Thoughts. And the reason I believe it's important for us to binge watch our thoughts is because most of us are binge watching other things. And we spend so much time binge watching Netflix and binge watching social media and binge watching the news or binge watching movies over and over and over on repeat. And we don't actually recognize that that consumption of all of that is causing our thoughts to go crazy. But the thing we're not binge watching are our thoughts. And we're not binge watching and or rehearsing the best case scenario. I really think that when we binge watch all of these things, we're constantly rehearsing all of the bad things. And we're not spending any time learning that, but you know how you've binge watching those things. What if you began to binge watch your thoughts and saw that what you just watched on television or what it is that you keep doing with friends or what you're doing with your work is actually occupying your thoughts. And as a result, you're producing what it is that you keep seeing over and over and over. But if you're not actually in a space where you can actually hear, see, witness what's going on in your head, then you're not going to be able to take control of your life. That's why it's very important for you to be mindful of what it is that you're thinking. And when I say binge watch it, that means consistent, chronic, daily, really zoning in on all of the things that are going on in your mind, right? And I just love this scripture that reminds me that I need to be mindful of my thoughts, right? And for me to think about what's good, what's pleasing, what's beautiful, what's noble, praiseworthy. These are the things I'm supposed to be thinking about. But if I'm not mindful of my thoughts and I'm not binge watching what's going on with my thoughts, I am going to be consistently thinking about what's negative, right? Living with cynicism, fear, indifference, greed, wanting things that I know aren't going to give me what it is that I need. And I want to give you an example of this because I really believe that when we are doing our greatest work and we're living with a sense of purpose, a sense of intention, then we're doing bigger things. We're actually stepping into things that are not done before, right? We're getting insights, we're getting downloads from God telling us that we're supposed to be doing certain kinds of things, right? And if we're not careful, we can begin to live with this fearful mindset. We can start to kind of see things in our mind that just aren't true, right? Because we can't actually define the future because it's not out there for us. And our minds, our thoughts are really just, they're just archives, they're artifacts of what it is that we've already done. And if we don't have a clear picture of what it is that we really want to have in the future, we get scared. We get nervous because what's ahead of us and what God is preparing us to do with our greatest work does not have any, or I shouldn't say, a lot of relevance to what it is that we've already done. And if you get yourself into a space, you have to get yourself to a space where you can begin to see, what am I seeing in my thoughts? You know, what patterns have I begun to do? What habits am I continuously doing that aren't getting me to where I need to be? And hence, the binge watching your thoughts is where I want us to go today. All right, so let me ask you all this. In any given day, how many thoughts do you think that you have? I mean, seriously, if you think about it, like, how many thoughts are you actually producing on a daily basis? Okay, you know what the studies say? Millions! Millions of thoughts every single day. You are producing it like this, right? It's just like a movie. It's like all these different types of things that are coming in, coming out. And I guess the reason why I know that is because I get into spaces is where I shut down and I pull myself away and I see how difficult it is to slow the reel down, right? The R-E-E-L, the reel. You guys know what reels are because you're on Instagram and social media and YouTube. It's hard to slow the reel down. And what we are called to do is we are called to pull ourselves away, right? It's because we don't want to be hustling, doing things out of fear and out of just scarcity. We want to do things with a sense of purpose, intention, clarity, focus, and clear mind. And in order for us to do that, we've got to get into a space where we're binge watching what it is that we are thinking about. So I want to give you all, and this goes back to our morning practice, but I want to give you guys some steps, some thoughts to think about to get into a power position. Because to get into a power position is that you're very, very mindful of who you are. You're very mindful of the thoughts that you keep ruminating about. And you're able to take those thoughts and make them obedient to the God of the universe. For me, I'm making them obedient to Christ. I take my thoughts and I make them obedient to whatever it is that I know God is telling me to do and lay it down. You can't lay it down when you're stressed out, when you're frustrated, when you're angry, when you're mad, and when you are feeling like you are overwhelmed. But the only way to come out of that is for you to get into a position where you are binge watching your thoughts. Okay, so how are we going to do this? In my opinion, you have to start this off. You got to start your day off right. You have to start your day off right with you getting into a space where you're pulling yourselves away. So first things first is your morning practice. I want you to go back and check your morning practice. Ladies, if you're going right straight to social media, right when you first wake up, because you got to remember, you're coming off of a slumber, right? You're coming off of binge watching your thoughts in your sleep. You literally are in a REM sleep. You don't know this, but you are unconsciously binge watching your thoughts. So I want you to come into a conscious state that you are coming off of this unconscious state. I want you to get into the conscious state of meditation. And so the first thing is check your morning practice to get into meditation, right? And I want you to begin to pull away. I want you to set your alarm for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And I want you to take your breath in and your breath out. And I want you, and you can do this or not, is to meditate on a particular scripture, right? Or meditate on a quote. Whatever that is that's positive, I want you to think about that, right? And then I want you to start to see what thoughts keep popping up, right? What thoughts are popping up, like they're just kind of popping up like popcorn, right? And then I want you to see that thought, and I want you to kind of take a thought and say, okay, I'm going to move this thought over here. It's kind of like pushing away a thought. And because what you're doing with this is you're taking that thought, and I want you to ask God, help me to take this thought away, God. Or God, what do you want me to know about that particular thought, right? Whatever it is, during this meditation time, it's an opportunity for you to begin to examine your thoughts, right? And if you make a petition, I like calling a petition a prayer. You make a petition to God and you say, God, please examine my thoughts and let me know what you want me to know. And if you get quiet enough and you get still enough, you will hear God's still voice speaking to you. And you might say, Diana, I have tried this. I've done your little meditation. I got your morning practice. I've done all this stuff. I don't hear nobody but my thoughts telling me about my goals and what I got to get done for the day. Well, sis, this ain't no one time fits all. You got to do this as a daily practice. And you've got to get into what I call submission. You got to take everything you feel is important because the world is telling you to do all this stuff. You got to take all of this and submit yourself to this practice. Now, I got to tell you the precursor to all this. If you don't believe any of this stuff, then forget about it. You know, whether you believe this is real or whether you don't believe it's real, you're right because it's all in what you believe. So I guess I should have started about, I hope you believe this, because if you don't believe it, it's not going to work. Okay, you see? Because you cut it off at the knees before it even was able to start. So the first things first is you got to get up in the morning time and you've got to be able to submit yourself during this practice to begin to examine and meditate. Okay? Meditating on a scripture, you know, God, help me to have my thoughts that are noble, worthy, praiseworthy. I have noble, praiseworthy in thoughts, right? And to be able to, as you're kind of getting into that and you're just breathing through your nose and out through your nose, you can begin to see some of these thoughts come up. And I want you to say, God, I'm taking this. You have to ask, God, what do you want me to do with this thought? What is it that you want me to learn? I am open to learning, okay? And then after you get done with that 5, 10, 15 minutes of practice, I want you to sit down and I want you to journal out. Write down, what are those thoughts that keep coming up? What are the thoughts that they won't let you go? Write it out, right? As you've binge watched that thought, I want you to take that thought and I want you to write that down. And I want you to write out, God, what do you want me to know during? I am open to learning what it is that you want me to know during the day. Because you've got to invite God in. You got to invite your angels, God, all the people into this practice with you. Dad knows you're not alone, all right? And so then from there, I want you to go throughout your day. I want you to set your alarm and I want you to pull yourself away, so that you can begin to remember what it is that you said that you wanted to pay attention to during the day, right? You want to meditate on a particular scripture. You have thoughts coming up. You might want to have another petition, a prayer to God. God, search me and know my anxious thoughts. If there's anything in me that is not of you, please bring that to my attention, right? And you might even repeat some positive affirmations during that time. I say it's just good to set your alarm during the day. 10 and 2, 10 and 2, the old fashioned, put your hands on the steering wheel, 10 and 2. Although I was so funny about a steering wheel. My husband drives a Tesla. Have you seen those steering wheels? They are not even the steering wheel. Okay, sidebar. Because he can't put his hands on the 10 and 2. But anyways, I say set your alarm for 10 and 2. And that'll allow you time to examine your thoughts during the day. All right, the last thing that I would ask that you do is to really be mindful throughout your day of what it is that you are receiving, you know, because oftentimes if we're not looking for what it is that we are wanting in our lives, we miss it. And so I just want you to, throughout your day, I want you to say, I'm open, whatever it is, right? And when you see whatever it is that you're looking for, because your thoughts, whatever is going on in your thoughts, if you want something positive to go on in your thoughts, you're going to have positive things come your way. But you got to be mindful of it. You got to be looking for it. And when you get it, when things come to you, either you're thinking negative, and you see something negative come back to you, you have to realize that you're producing that, right? And I want you to actually verbally say this, right? Thank you, God, for bringing this to my attention. Or thank you because I know that this and what I've been thinking about and what I see in my life right now is a direct reflection of what my thoughts are. I need you to get so mindful of the movie that's going on in your head that you begin to see it as a reflection of what you see in the world. Because ladies, we are a reflection of our thoughts. And to the extent that you watch them, you're mindful of them. You guard your thoughts. You lay down the things that you can't control. You put that at the foot of God's feet. You will see that your life will begin to change, right? You will be able to do your greatest work because you realize that you are in the driver's seat of your thoughts. Does this make sense to you? This is the heart of what I believe allows us to have the most purposeful, intentional life. And we have got to, there's no end to this, you see. This is a daily practice, right? Go back to my daily practice podcast because this helps us get into a frame of mind, a frame of thought that allows us to produce beautiful, wonderful, glorious things. And when you get into this practice, you realize day to day, every single day, if you understand this, you will not be on a hamster wheel, right? You won't feel like you're living in Groundhog Day. Because when we live according to the way that our greatest work and the work I'm talking about in the Rise with Diana community, we realize that there are new things every single day that we get to think about. New things, right? As we take out all the old stuff that's the unconscious cluttering up the whole body and ability to be able, in the mind to be able to do good new things, you'll be waking up every day. Oh my goodness, I can't wait for what today is going to bring. And you're going to be excited because God brings us new mercies every single day. Every single day, to the extent that you believe that you have the ability to think about them. So binge watch positive things. Binge watch the thoughts that are not serving you well and let those go away, right? Let those fall to the wayside. Surrender those and binge watch the thoughts that you know that are good, pleasing, worthy, and praiseworthy. Does that sound good? I mean, this is a good podcast. I love this podcast. Listen, sis, was this helpful for you today? I really, really do hope that you have got some nuggets. And please, take time, share this with someone, because someone's really struggling. And they're taking time every single day to rehearse all of the negative things going on in their lives. Can you just encourage them today and yourself to only rehearse the best case scenario? Okay? Sound like a plan? Let me know what you think. All right. Until next time, take care. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.